Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading. To order The Juice for your classroom or family, visit us at thejuicelearning.com.
All right, so today we're diving into The Juice.
The Juice.
Yeah, it's this really cool educational app for kids. And they've got a wild mix of stories today. I mean, we're talking ancient Mayan cities, mm-hmm. art in college dorms. It's all over the place, really.
Sounds like quite the lineup.
It is. And I thought it'd be fun to kind of unpack these stories, you know, see what kind of discussions they might spark, maybe for parents and teachers with their kids.
Absolutely. I'm always up for a good deep dive.
Okay, so one that really jumped out at me. Hmm. Have you heard about this lost Mayan city, Valeriana?
Valeriana.
Yeah, it was hidden in the Guatemalan jungle for, like, centuries. And researchers just stumbled upon it using LIDAR technology.
Oh, wow. That's incredible. I mean, LIDAR is often used for mapping and stuff, but to think it can uncover something like that.
I know. It's like something out of Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
But it really makes you think, what else is out there? I mean, what other mysteries are just waiting to be discovered?
It's a good question to ask the kids, too. What mysteries would they want to solve using technology?
Oh, totally. Now, switching gears a bit. There's this story about college dorms at the University of Chicago.
Okay. What about them?
Well, students can actually borrow famous artworks from their museum. Like, imagine having a Picasso or a De Goya hanging in your room while you're studying.
Oh, wow. I bet that sparks some interesting conversations.
Right. The article mentions one student who had a De Goya, and they were just blown away. Like, they felt they had a piece of history right there with them.
It must have been an incredible experience. I mean, that kind of access to art can be so powerful, especially at that age.
For sure. Okay, this next one is a bit closer to home for a lot of people. It's about Diwali, the Festival of Lights.
Diwali! I love that holiday. So much joy and light everywhere.
It is. And the article does a great job explaining the traditions, the diets, the food, all of it. But it also touches on this real-world issue, air quality.
Oh, yeah. I can see where that's going.
Right. Delhi. India has been struggling with this for years, especially during Diwali, mm-hmm. because of the fireworks. So they actually banned fireworks during the festival.
Interesting. So how do they celebrate?
They launched this Diya Jalao campaign, encouraging people to use oil lamps instead.
That's actually a pretty cool solution. And a good way to think about how do you keep those traditions alive, but also, you know, be mindful of the planet.
Exactly. Like, how do we find creative solutions to these kinds of complex problems?
Yeah.
Maybe that's something to ask the kids, too. What would they do?
It's a great question to get them thinking outside the box. Speaking of complex issues, there's this article about the spread of disinformation online.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one, especially during elections. It's scary how sophisticated these tactics are getting.
Right. It's not just about blatant lies anymore. It's about making those lies look real, you know?
Exactly. Like creating these fake websites or social media accounts that look totally legit.
Right.
So how do you know what to believe?
It's tricky. And that's why it's so important to teach kids how to be savvy online, how to, like, double check sources and all that.
Totally. It's not about shielding them from information, but, like, giving them the tools to actually navigate it safely.
Yeah, exactly. Giving them those critical thinking skills.
Now, before we jump into the next story, I just gotta say, it's interesting how all these stories, even though they're about different things, kind of touch on this idea of responsibility, right?
Responsibility. I see it. Like with Diwali, being responsible for the environment, and with the disinformation, being responsible for what you believe.
Yeah, it's like there's this underlying thread of ethics running through all of them, prompting us to think about our actions and what impact they have on the world around us.
It's a powerful message. Okay, so what's next on the list?
All right, so this next one is a little heavier. We're shifting gears to the war in Ukraine.
Ukraine. Oh boy, I can only imagine what news we have from there.
Well, it seems things might be escalating. There are reports that North Korea is sending troops to support Russia.
North Korea? Wow, this just got real. And it's not just like a small group. We're talking maybe 10,000 to 19,000 troops, even some from their elite 11th Army Corps.
Whoa, the 11th Army Corps. So this is serious then. What does this mean for the region?
Well, South Korea is definitely worried. I mean, they're thinking Russia might help North Korea cause some trouble in their government. you know, as payback for helping them out in Ukraine.
Oh, like a tit for tat kind of thing.
Exactly. And then, you know, you got to think about weapons and all that. What if Russia shares technology with North Korea? That's a whole other can of worms.
Yeah, talk about a ripple effect. It makes you realize just how connected everything is, even if the war feels far away for a lot of people.
Right. And then what about the human element? All those troops being deployed? And what about the Ukrainian people caught in the middle of it all? It's just...
Yeah, this story definitely has some heavy implications. And, you know, this could be a really good chance to talk to kids about how global events, even wars, can affect everyone.
Absolutely. It's a tough but important conversation to have. So what's the last story we have for today?
This one's a bit more introspective. It's actually a quote from Kazuo Ishiguro, the Nobel Prize winner.
Oh, I like Ishiguro. What did he say?
He said, "If you are under the impression you have already perfected yourself, you will never rise to the heights you are no doubt capable of."
Wow, that's deep. And it actually ties in perfectly with what we've been talking about. Like, with all these discoveries, whether it's a lost city or a new way of thinking, there's always something more to learn and explore.
So, huge thanks to you for joining me today. You always bring such a great perspective to these conversations.
My pleasure. I always enjoy these deep dives.
And everyone listening, keep those curious minds active and keep exploring. There's a whole world of knowledge out there just waiting to be discovered. Until next time.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.